Chapter 6. The Land of the Dead. Only two people ever travelled to the Land of the Dead and came back. They were called Setna and Say Osiris. Setna was the son of Pharaoh Ramesses the Great, and Say Osiris was Setna's son. The child, Say Osiris, was clever, and he was also a wonderful magician. One day, Setna and Say Osiris were watching two funerals from the window of the palace at Thebes. One of these funerals was for a very rich man. His body lay in an expensive coffin, and many men were carrying it. People were following the coffin too, and they were carrying gifts for the rich man's tomb. Priests walked in front of the coffin, saying the great names and words of power for the dead man's journey through the Duat. The second funeral was for a poor worker. His coffin was not expensive, and only his two sons carried it. The dead man's wife and his sons' wives were the only people to follow them.
"Well," said Setna, "I hope that the end of my life will be like the rich man's and not the poor man's."
"I don't agree," said Say Osiris. "I hope that the end of your life will be like the poor man's."
"But why do you say that?" asked Setna. He did not like his son's words.
Say Osiris tried to explain.
"It does not matter if your funeral is big or small," he said. "What happens in the judgment hall of Osiris in the Duat is more important. And I can show you if you like."
"How?" asked Setna.
"I can take our souls out of our bodies with words of power," explained Say Osiris. "Our souls can then fly into the Duat and see everything there. Then you will understand that the ends of the rich man and the poor man are very different from their funerals."
Setna knew that his wonderful child had special powers, so he agreed to go with him on the dangerous journey into the Duat. The prince and the small boy went into the temple of Osiris. Setna closed the doors, and Say Osiris drew a magic circle round them. There was a small fire in the middle of the circle, and Say Osiris threw something onto it three times. A ball of fire rose into the temple, and Say Osiris spoke a spell. Suddenly, the fire went dark, but the temple was full of light. The bodies of Setna and Say Osiris lay on the ground. But Setna could see all this from the other side of the room, because his soul was now outside his body.
"Follow me now, my father," said the voice of Say Osiris. "We do not have much time. We must be back before the morning, or we will never see the sun rise again."
Setna turned, and he saw the soul of Say Osiris next to him. He saw that it was a great bird, but still with the head of his son.
"I will follow you," said Setna.
His soul looked like a bird too, and together they flew out of the top of the temple. It was nearly night in Egypt, but between some mountains in the western desert at Abydos, a small part of the sky was still red from the evening sun. Setna and Saya Cyrus flew through the red bit of sky and saw the Mesektet boat below them. It was a wonderful boat of many different colours, and the souls of all the dead people from that day travelled on it. At the end of every day, Ra began his journey into the Duat on this boat. A group of gods pulled the boat down the river of death and through some big doors into the land of the dead. 6 huge snakes guarded these doors on each side with fire and poison from their mouths. The boat then went into the first region of the Duat. It was very dark here, but the boat kept going until it came to the second region. Here there were tall walls on each side of the river, and again huge snakes guarded big doors. Everyone on the boat spoke the words of power for that region. Then the pivots on the doors turned and opened. The second region was Ra's, and gods and important people from Ra's time on Earth lived there. It was a wonderful place to be. The barley grew well, and there was a lot of fruit. But none of the souls on the boat could get off here. They had to travel on through more doors to go into the third region of the Duat, to the judgment hall of Osiris. Suddenly, a pivot from one of the doors entered the eye of one of the men on the boat. The pivot began to turn. The man began to cry loudly. "This is terrible!" cried Setna. "Why is that happening?"
"It's because he did a lot of evil things on Earth," explained Say Osiris.
The boat travelled into the third region, and here the souls of the dead people got off the boat and waited outside the judgment hall of Osiris. But the boat of Ra did not stop here, and it travelled through the other regions of the night until it came to the 10th region. Every night, Ra fought the evil spirit Apophis in this region until he won. This was the only way that Ra could be born again in the east and for the sun to rise the next morning. Setna and Saya Cyrus did not follow the boat of Ra. They flew over the dead people and watched while each soul went one by one to the door of the Hall of Osiris. A guard was standing at the door.
"Stop," cried the guard. "What is my name? You can only come in if you know my name."
Each soul said the guard's 2 names, then went into the hall. A god with the head of a bird was waiting for the soul there. The god was Thoth.
"Why are you here?" Thoth asked the soul.
"I have done no evil on earth, and I am here to see the great god Osiris," said the soul.
So Thoth took each soul to Osiris for judgment. Osiris was sitting on a grand chair, and the god Anubis was standing next to him. Anubis was the god of death, and he had the head of a dog. In front of them, there were some huge scales. Then each soul spoke.
"I have done no evil. I have done no evil. I have done no evil, he said. I have done only good things on earth. If a person was hungry, I gave him bread. If a person was thirsty, I gave him water. I have worshipped the gods, I have given them gifts, and I have made sacrifices. Please save me from the evil Apophis.
Next, Anubis took the heart out of the soul's body and put it on one of the scales. There was a feather on the other scale. If the heart came from an evil person, the scale with the heart on it went down and the scale with the feather went up. Then Ahmemt, the eater of hearts, took the heart off the scale and ran away with it in his mouth. After that, the evil person went to live with Apophis in the darkest part of the Duat. Many fires burned there, and it was a terrible place. But if the person was good, the scale with the feather on it went down and the scale with the heart went up. Then Thoth cried to Osiris and the gods.
This soul speaks true words, he said. His heart is lighter than the feather. He has not done any evil on earth or to the gods. Save him from Ahmemt and Apophis and give him a place in the fields of peace.
Osiris moved his head to one side and the dead man went to live in the fields of peace in the Duat. Say Osiris showed all this and more to his father and said,
Now do you understand? I want your end to be like the poor man's and not the rich man's. The rich man did evil things on earth, and because of that, the pivot turned in his eye at the third door. But the poor man lived a good life, so his heart was lighter than the feather, and he now lives happily in the fields of peace. He wears excellent clothes, he has lots to eat, and all the treasures from the rich man's tomb are his.
Then Say Osiris and Setna flew back through the night into the temple of Osiris in Thebes. Their souls went back into their bodies, and they became a normal father and child again. Together they watched the sun rise in the east and the sky turn the beautiful colours of a new day in Egypt.